today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which in that we're going to speak about the art of listening. So be with us.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Friday, is the 21st of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment. This is the Holy Quran, verse 61, chapter At-Tawbah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. ومنهم الذين يؤذون النبي ويقولون هو أذن قل أذن خير لكم يؤمن بالله ويؤمن للمؤمنين ورحمة للذين آمنوا منكم والذين يؤذون رسول الله لهم عذاب أليم.
And among them are those who abuse the Prophet and say, he is an ear. Say, it is an ear of goodness for you that believes in Allah and believes the believers and is a mercy to those who believe among you. And those who abuse the Messenger of Allah, for them is a painful punishment.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, in fact has two stages of treatment. One stage is conversation of the outward and hindering from betraying secrets. And the other is the stage of action. In the first stage, he listens to the statements of people and apparently he does not reject them. But when the time of action comes forth, his attention is only to commandments of Allah and to suggestions which are uttered by the true believers. Thus a leader who tries to find the truth should treat like that. And supplying the interests of a society is not possible save through this way.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
The art of listening. There are many resources on public speaking and there are practical tips on how to become a better speaker. But how do you become a better listener? And why do you want to be one? Habit 5 in the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People by Stephen Covey, states, Seek first to understand, then to be understood, or listen first, then speak. Covey explains that people often do not listen in a conversation. Instead, they rush to talk and give advice or opinion. The reason is that we relate the information we hear to our own experiences and we do not make a deliberate effort to understand the other side. Nevertheless, active listening and understanding are the keys to effective communication in business and in life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The importance of listening to the Holy Quran and the miracle of listening. The other benefit of listening to the Quran is that it helps us reflect on our whole life and what we need to do to become part of the pack who follow the path of righteousness. Listening to Quran also makes us feel that we have a guardian or a friend who is looking over us and we won't have to feel lonely because he's always there for us. The most important aspect of listening to the Quran is that it helps us detach ourselves from the worldly gains and helps us focus on the ultimate goal, that is to become a true Muslim and be among the ones from whom the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with and blessed with his mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, when the Quran is read, listen to it with attention and remain silent that you may receive mercy. Verse 204, chapter 7. Words of the Holy Quran act as the best antidote for us to relieve ourselves from the sins that we have committed.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallibles.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
What do we have for today in the essential qualities part that make excellent listeners? Reflection. Yeah, reflection means paraphrasing what the other person is saying to clarify that you understand. It also allows them to correct you if you've misunderstood something. This is a key part of the communication process and helps to ensure that both parties are on the same page. It's also an effective way to show that you're paying attention and care about the topic. You repeat their words and feelings to them without judging or evaluating. It allows them to clarify what they are saying and shows that you were listening. Think about this phrase, deep pondering upon the message of the Holy Quran. Yes, this is one of the etiquettes in our relationship with this great book. This cannot be overemphasized. We read in Surah Muhammad, verse 24, "Do they not then ponder deeply about the Quran, or are their hearts locked up?" Do they not then ponder? This is a bit different from the issue of seeking refuge from Allah from Satan when reading Quran. Besides seeking this refuge, we need to take the matter further and ponder deeply upon the Quran to absorb its message. One of the scholars beautifully summarize the recitation of the Quran into the following types. Courteous recitation of the Holy Quran, reflective or contemplative recitation of the Holy Quran, passionate recitation of the Holy Quran, which reflects inner love of the reciter. Then we have another step, humble recitation of the Quran and intuitional recitation of the Holy Quran, where streams of wisdom open for you.
In the marriage and the family, some partners are not willing to listen. They don't want to listen. One of the things that keeps the family together, keeps the family beautiful and peaceful and healthy and successful, is communication, good communication between the husband and the wife. They understand each other, they relate to each other, they address each other, they listen to each other, they respect each other's opinion. When communication is missing from the family, then the peace is going to be missing. One of the reasons today of the meltdown, the disintegration of families, is the absence of safe and healthy communication. There is no communication between the husband and the wife. They are not willing to sit and speak to each other face to face. When this thing is missing, then you would not find peace and harmony in the family. We have to listen. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam, in one of his sayings, says to his companion, "Allim nafsaka husna al-istima'." Train yourself, teach yourself, sometimes force yourself to listen in a beautiful way, in a good way. Pay attention. Pay attention to the speaker. Nowadays we speak, but we don't pay attention. Next time when you go home, tonight, over dinner, look when you speak to your wife. Your wife is busy with her iPhone, texting someone else, checking her Instagram. Look at what the husband is doing, the same. The son is doing the same, the daughter is doing the same. The whole family are busy checking their social media. They don't pay attention to each other. Communication is missing. They don't relate to each other. And this is the beginning of the conflict. How does the conflict get big and end up in the court? When they don't relate to each other. When they don't understand each other. When they don't listen to each other. But if they listen to each other, then the problems are solved. Husbands and wives should take some time to listen to each other. They have concerns, they have problems, they have challenges. So they have to share it among themselves. If you don't listen at home, you will end up in court. And if you don't listen to your wife, you have to listen to the judge. Believe me. You have to go and spend so much money on legal fees. And then you don't listen to your wife, you don't listen to your husband, but then you have to listen to the judge. So it's better listen at home. You don't have to go to the court.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over. So inshallah, we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي